Welcome to the Whole and Healthy Vibe podcast, a show to help you shift away from the diet and dogma towards a whole and healthy life.
We're your hosts, Laura and Kezia, health coaches, cake lovers, and body positive warriors. Let's get the show started. Welcome to another podcast. I'm super excited to be joining you for today. Thank you for putting us in your ears. This is going to be a solo episode from myself, Kezia Hall, and I'm really going to be kind of sharing a bit more of my personal health updates. And really the title of this is What to Do When You Know You're Not Okay. And I'm going to be sharing with you a little bit of my journey in this recently, as I've been getting to the bottom of a couple of health journeys and a couple of my key takeaways and actions to really help you be your own health advocate, help you to get the diagnosis and help that you need to feel awesome. So that's what we're going to be talking about today, which is super fun. I'm really excited. And otherwise, I want to mention a couple of awesome things. So tickets for our live retreats are now available. I know, awesome. And hopefully when this goes live, there are still some left. They've just become available as I'm recording this, and we've sold a bunch already. So hopefully head over to wholehealthylive.com/retreats, or find the link in the show notes here at wholeandhealthylive.com/retreats, and you'll be able to see if there's any tickets left. We're running two. One is going to be in Northumberland, near Hexham, in a beautiful hotel called Slaley Hall, and the other one is going to be down in Oxford. So make sure, if you want to join me and Laura live for a three-day retreat where we're going to be sharing so much awesome stuff, we're going to be deep diving into mindset, into self-care, and into some really practical aspects around nutrition. Me and Laura kind of are a really, we kind of call ourselves a dream team, not necessarily to big ourselves up, but just because we really complement one another's strengths. And we're both so experienced at facilitating events and helping people get those shifts that they know they need in their health, in their body, and ultimately in their life. So we'd love to have you join us. It's going to, honestly, me and Laura are so excited. We literally can't wait to go on the retreat. The hotels are beautiful. We can't wait to see you in real life. I can't encourage you enough that it's actually so powerful when you do these things in real life. So anyway, head over there, see if there's any tickets. You can come to the north one, you can come to the south one. They're both middle to end of September. All the details are on there. So make sure you check that out. Also, while you are maybe listening to this on your phone, or maybe you listen to it on your laptop or in the car, actually, maybe don't do this if you're driving, but we would love it if you guys left us a review. Reviews basically really help us to spread the whole and healthy life message. And our goal is to really help every single woman feel more at ease and more confident in her body. We want women to be well and energized and not live with this ongoing sickness and fatigue and malaise, and the podcast is our place for that. So to leave a review, I, to be honest, didn't know how you did this on your phone, but if you're on an iPhone, all you need to do is search in the Whole and Healthy Life podcast, click on the little image that comes up, press the review button, you'll see that we've got a bunch of reviews already, and then you simply click write review. It's really, really easy. If you're on your laptop or tablet, just go to your iTunes little thingamabob and go there and click on the review section and click write a review. And we would love it if you left us a review, and we'll mention you here on the podcast, which would be awesome. So that is a couple of little actions for you to do. Pause me right now and either go and leave us a review or go and check out the retreat and grab your ticket. I do recommend, with the retreats, our tickets are going to sell fast, and these aren't events of like 100 people. We want them to be intimate and lovely, and so we can talk to every single person and have a really lovely time. So do take action on that. So otherwise, let's deep dive into today's topic, and we're going to be talking about what to do when you know you're not okay. And for this topic, I know that is quite a broad title, and I'm really going to focus in on this episode about what to do when you're not okay physically, when you physically don't feel good. And there's other aspects of that, maybe mentally, you don't feel good relationally, you might not feel good financially, you might not feel good. And we actually have covered a lot of those topics. A couple of episodes ago, we had a finance expert looking at that. Laura's talked about what to do when you're just feeling a bit meh emotionally. And so I really want to look at physically, what do you do when you don't feel okay? And the reason for that is because, to be honest, guys, the last 12 months, I've not felt great in my physical body. Emotionally, I've been fine and great, and relationally, it's been great, and I love my job and all that sort of stuff. But physically, I have known I'm not okay, and it has taken me a friggin' long time to find out what on earth is going on. And I really want to share a bit of that journey, just because I know there'll be a couple of people listening who are maybe in a similar place, and they've just been told by doctors and other health professionals that everything's normal, the test results are all normal, they're all normal, and actually all they need to do is maybe chill out and take some drugs or whatever. And actually that's not the case. I'm so passionate about people being an advocate for their health. And a lot of what I do in my practice with one-to-one people is really kind of help them and guide them and facilitate them in terms of discovering the root cause and doing a bit of detective work. Because I think sometimes when it comes to you not feeling okay, and you're feeling maybe it's low in energy, or you're in pain in some way or whatever it is, actually we really need to do a bit of detective work. And to be honest, I kind of see that as one of my roles in what I do with clients, is to do that detective work. And I know Laura's the same. Literally, I actually have a hat near my desk just to remind me that I need to put on a detective hat. And so what do you do when you know you are not okay? So for me, to be honest, most of my life, my energy has never been great. Even as a child, I had glandular fever several times growing up, and that really drains your energy. I've never had amazing energy. It's never been horrendous, as in getting to the level where I'm bedbound or anything like that, but it's never been amazing. And my health has never been awesome from a young age, and that's another episode in itself. But in the last probably 12 months, I've noticed my energy deep diving a little bit more, getting a bit more worse, to the point where I've just felt bone tired, and I'm sleeping a lot, 8 to 9 hours every single night, and naps if I need them, but just feeling so tired. I thought, like, I don't know, just bone tired. That's that tiredness that isn't relieved when you sleep. You're just so exhausted. And then I would feel bad about feeling so exhausted, because, you know, I don't have tiny children. I'm getting lots of sleep. I work for myself. So if I need an afternoon nap, then I'll take it. But it was a tiredness that was different to just needing more sleep. It was like my body was just so depleted. So that's been getting worse over the 12 months. And to be honest, over the last 2 years, even, I've had some joint issues, nothing really bad. But my wrists and my knees have been quite stiff. My wrist has been very sore, and I've had sore knees at points. So I love to climb mountains. I live in Scotland, so there's lots of nice Munros I can go up, and I like to rock climb, and I like to do quite physical things like that. And I've just not been able to do that as much, partly because my energy, walking up a mountain range for 9 hours in a day, as you can imagine, is beautiful but exhausting. And I've not had those energy resources, but also my joints have been quite sore. I remember coming down, not even a very big mountain, probably about a year ago, and I was just like, my knees feel like an old lady's knees. And guys, I'm 29, you know, I'm not old. I shouldn't have the achy joint. So that's been a big issue. I went to the doctors, obviously, about that. And I really hope that from me sharing my journey, you don't get the impression that I'm like dissing doctors. I do think they do a great job with what is in front of them, but to be honest, sometimes there's just not a lot of space and time for them. So really don't hear what I'm not saying. If you are a doctor, if you're a GP, thank you for your service. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your care. But I just know people fall in the gaps. And to be honest, I've always been one of those people that falls in the gaps of our healthcare system. So it was energy, it was joints. My joints were a bit of an issue. My periods have been so much better than they used to be. My periods used to be awful all over the shop. Now they're pretty regular, but I still get a bit of nausea and pain with them every month, which I don't think is normal at all. And I was starting to get a little bit more bloated than I ever have been before. So maybe once or twice a month, I would be a little bit more bloated. And a couple of other things, but those were my main issues, and none of them were debilitating. I could still work, I could still life, I could still exercise even, but I'm just so in tune and aware of my body. I know just something was off, that I hadn't quite, you know, my body wasn't singing, you know? I mean, although to be honest, I personally sing all the time. My poor neighbors, oh my goodness, I love to sing. And by the way, it's super good for you to sing. It's really helpful for your vagus nerve function, which is super crucial. So that's a side note for you. Sing, even if you can't sing, sing. It's amazing for you. But my body wasn't feeling awesome. Like, I was nourishing it. I was giving it the good, right foods. I was exercising in a balanced way. I was meditating. I was sleeping. I was seeing friends. I was doing a job that I loved. I was, you know, all of these things, but my body just wasn't behaving and responding in the way that I felt that it should. So there began my journey. Went to my GP, as I recommend everyone should do, had a bunch of tests. They suspected I had arthritis, rheumatoid arthritis, had a bunch of tests for those done. Those come back normal. I had thyroid tests done by GP, came back normal. Iron tests, normal. Inflammatory markers tests, normal. Vitamin D tests, normal. Everything came back normal. I personally knew that there was probably something up, probably something with my thyroid, actually, because that can affect your joint health. And I also suspected there might still be something within my gut, because all disease begins in the gut. So I kind of knew that actually there was something going on internally and within my gut, within my digestive system. So again, more tests. I went to see an endocrinologist, so a consultant who specializes in the endocrine system, which is your hormonal system. Had a bunch of thyroid tests done because it runs in my family. My sister has is hypothyroid, and it so is a kind of hereditary thing. That again, according to my consultant, was all normal. And I've basically just been seeing lots of specialists and getting lots of normal results, to the point where I actually thought, am I a bit insane? Like, am I just obsessed with being healthy? Am I a hypochondriac? Am I a bit ridiculous? Do I just need to live with this and be content with where I'm at? Because it's really hard, you know, and it's your body. It's really hard to know what's normal. It's really hard to know if this amount of energy is the normal amount of energy. And so I got to the point where last year I went away traveling for 10 weeks because I honestly thought, maybe, you know what, I'm just stressed out of my nut. I run a business. In September, I started a master's, which is like a full-time master's, and I basically work full-time. I have a life, I have relationships, and, you know, I look after my health and all of these things. Maybe I'm just stressed. So last year, I went away for 10 weeks, chilled out in Bali, Cambodia, Thailand, Australia, drank lots of coffee, chilled out on a beach, slept, had no alarms. You know, I'm probably making you feel really jealous, but it was awesome. But I didn't feel better at the end of it physically. Like, I felt recharged emotionally. I felt lovely and tanned. I had an amazing time, met lots of awesome people. I had a great time, but physically, my joints were actually worse than they had been for a while because I was exposed to a lot more gluten, which I know is a trigger for me. When you're traveling and in Thailand, they didn't really get the whole gluten-free thing and soy sauces and everything, which is a source of gluten. So I came back actually energy the same and my joints much worse than when I'd left. So there began my journey again, back to the doctors, more tests, more blood tests, more specialists, more normal results. And so it got to the point towards the end of last year where I was just done, to be honest. I was just done of feeling just below par. I was done of feeling like an old lady in terms of my joints. I felt like I was in this 80-year-old's body when I'm actually 29. I felt sick of not being able to go up mountains. I love climbing mountains. It's kind of like meditation for me. It's like a spiritual experience going up mountains. And I just couldn't do that freely. And so I was done. And that was when I was like, you know what, Kezia, right now you have two choices. You can trust your body. You can trust this divine, brilliant, God-given intuition within you and spirit within you that's telling you there's something up. Or you can choose to think you're crazy, choose to be a victim to other people's, you know, assumptions and, to be honest, inaccurate tests. And those were my choices. So I chose to listen to myself and that intuition and just trust that, you know, there was something going on. And so for me, what I did then is I then chatted to my other half, Joe, the man of my dreams slash husband, and we decided to invest, we refigured out our finances and decided to invest in some tests. So I then went to see a functional medicine nutritionist for myself and saw her, which was super helpful to be my own person. And to be honest, I started to cultivate and create my own healthcare team. So I'm going to talk about that a little bit more. But she was part one of my healthcare team. So I still see her every couple of months and we just check in. And that was also when I decided to get some tests. Results, private test results done. So prior to that, I'd had an adrenal test done, checking my adrenal function, and your adrenals are on top of your kidneys, and really are you? They really gauge your stress response. They do loads of things, but that's one of the key things that they do. So I'd already had that done, and I knew my adrenals were dysfunctional, meaning my hypothalamic pituitary axis within my brain was a bit wobbly. I know I'm not going to go into too much detail on that because I'll maybe do another podcast on that. And so I already knew that was done, but I was kind of convinced my thyroid was a bit off and that I had some digestive upset. So I invested a bit of money in some private lab tests. So I got a full thyroid panel done because what the doctors do is not thorough and it's not accurate. So if you just get your TSH or your T4 done, it's really a poor representation of your thyroid function. And they have thyroid issues, but it's not shown up in those test results. So I went to see a private endocrinologist actually to get those test results done. I also paid for something called an organic acids test, which really looks at your energy production and different kind of biomarkers around neurotransmitters, detoxification, and other things like that. And I also had my thyroid test done, I had an adrenal panel done, I had an organic acid test done, and I had a couple like vitamin D and a couple of those kinds of things done. Oh, and a stool test. That was the other one. I had a stool test done, which is basically where you take samples of your poop for 3 days and you send it to a lab and it tells you if there's any yeast overgrowth, bacteria, basically gives you a picture of what is the bacteria, what is the ecosystem within your gut. And so I sent those tests off away, kind of hoping that they came back with something useful, you know, because to be honest, I was just scared they were all going to come back completely normal. And then I would just have to face the fact that I was kind of insane. But part of me knew something was off. And so the test results come back. There was stuff up in that. I cried when I got my stool test results because my microbiome, my ecosystem within my gut was just totally off. You know, I'd spent years looking after my body, having probiotics, fermented foods, using a nourishing diet. But my stool test results showed evidence of an infection, of a parasite and of yeast still. So there was still stuff going on there. Then a couple of weeks later, I got my organic acids results test. And again, that just illuminated so much stuff. My energy cycle was a bit off in terms of how I produce ATP. And my B vitamins, showed how I'm digesting fats was off and all of this stuff. So honestly, I cried when I got those results. And since then, I've actually been able to have a really accurate plan of action. We suspect I have something called SIBO, which is small intestinal bacterial overgrowth. It's very common for people that have been diagnosed with IBS, and I suspect I've probably had that since I was a teenager, as well as I don't utilize my B vitamins very well, something called methylation. I have MTHFR, genetic predisposition. So, anyway, this is all a lot of technical stuff, but I really want to share my journey with you. And because in case you feel like you're a bit crazy and you feel, you just don't feel right. And everyone tells you you're normal. Everyone tells you your blood tests are normal. Nothing's wrong. But I really want to encourage you, if you feel off, you probably are. And this whole journey that I've been on has actually just been really making me realize that I can be confident in how I feel. I can be confident in this God-given intuition that I have, this spirit within me that leads me into health ultimately, which is a core belief I have. And actually, it's okay to not feel right. You know, because of what I do, it's so easy for me to have all these hang-ups. I should somehow be perfect. Like, I felt a bit bad being like, oh my goodness, I have a gut infection still. This, like, I work with clients all the time who have SIBO, and I suspected I had it, but it almost feels like a bit of a fraud for me not to be perfect, which when you say it out loud, you realize the ridiculousness of it. But I really want to encourage you, if you don't feel right, please fight for your health. You know, please fight for this God-given ability to be well, and trust, if you're not feeling it, then that's okay. So I want to share with you a couple of really takeaway things. And for me on my journey, I'm still in a process. I'm undergoing kind of more, I'm addressing those issues. So I've been undergoing some supplement kind of protocols for the SIBO. I have had some genetic testing, and I'm keeping on testing and figuring out. So hopefully my gut infection will be gone soon. I'm going to retest for that, and I'll let you guys know, I'm sure. And I'm still working with people and really taking steps every single day and really focusing, to be honest. This whole year for me is about healing, which is really exciting. But here are a couple of real takeaway things of what you can do when you know you're not okay, when deep down you know you're just off. And this might be you feel hugely off, you feel like you've never felt right, or this might just be, as you know, in recent months you've just felt a little bit more fatigued. It doesn't matter where you are on this map, but here are a couple of takeaways. And number one is you've really got to trust yourself, trust the people around you. You know, trust people who live with you or are close to you know when you're a bit off. So trust yourself, trust that intuition, trust how you feel, and trust those around you. And I've already talked a bit about that, so that's number one. Number two is start to think about and really focus on discovering the root cause. Now, I really love a more functional medicine approach because it's all about this. Most conventional medicine treats symptoms. So if you go to your doctor, you're having migraines really badly, they'll give you drugs that treats the symptom of migraines, but they'll never ask why if you all of a sudden started to get migraines. You've never had migraines before. Why has this begun? They never ask why. And that's why I really love a more functional medicine approach to health in general. It's a more integrated and holistic approach. Because it looks for the root cause. But you can do that for yourself. You can ask the question, why? Why do I suddenly have IBS? Why am I suddenly intolerant to dairy? Why do I suddenly have rosacea? Why am I suddenly bloated? Why am I depressed? Why? Ask yourself why and give yourself permission to ask why. Often, because of the medical system we've been raised in, we've never been taught to question. We've just been taught to accept what a doctor says, accept the prescription, and follow it to the letter. And guys, sometimes that is such the right thing to do. I really believe in taking medications in the right time and in the right place, but I don't think that that should negate the why. That shouldn't mean make us powerless. That shouldn't mean we just can't ask questions. And so really looking to uncover the root cause is really helpful. And for me, I did this by investing in private testing. There's some labs like Doctors Data or Genova Labs or BioLab are all private places that you can often order tests, normally through some sort of practitioner, but I know Genova, you maybe can do a couple of them yourself, and they've really helped me uncover the root cause. So that's number two, start to question, start to ask why. And if you struggle with that, then work with someone, invest in someone who's going to ask those questions with you and for you and kind of help you be that health detective. Number three, in terms of what to do when you know you're not okay, is start to assemble your own healthcare team. Now, I always think a GP should be part of that. Hopefully, you can find yourself a really good GP. If you don't get on with your GP, then find another one. Find someone who listens, find someone who cares, find someone who is willing to learn. So your GP should be part of that. But also other people. So for me, I have a nutritionist in my dream team. In a couple of weeks, I'm actually going to go and start to see a psychotherapist. And they're going to be a part of my dream team. Hopefully, it depends on appointments. Because I've realized that there's actually probably some previous trauma from growing up and other situations in my life that could be feeding in to this constant stress response that my body is having. No matter how much I meditate or whatever, my body is still overproducing a couple of the stress hormones, and research shows that can often be linked to trauma. So I'm going to add in, hopefully, a psychotherapist with a couple of sessions into my dream team. I'm also going to start going to see a chiropractor because I have some alignment issues with my back and in my neck. So do you see, I've started to formulate a dream team, and I know you might be thinking exactly what I have been thinking. Oh my goodness, Kezia, I can't do that. That is so expensive. And you know what it is? Going to see a psychotherapist is not cheap. Going to a chiropractor isn't cheap. And I think that's really when you've got to kind of look at your finances and have a really good hold on them. But also to say, you don't have to do all of this. Not all of these things need to cost you money. Maybe you know a physio that you can maybe make a batch of brownies for and you could do a trade. Maybe actually you can't afford to go and see a therapist, but there's so many amazing books out there that have really helped. I know I've been really impacted by just reading some of Brené Brown's books. Those have really, really helped me in terms of my emotional intelligence and healing. You know, I have read a bunch of stuff about psychotherapy and that dynamics. Tons and tons of things along those lines. So it doesn't have to cost you lots of money as long as you're willing to be creative, but really cultivate your own healthcare team. This also needs to include people that are going to champion you. So for me, my sister and my mom and my husband, Joe, have been really amazing at telling me, no, Kezia, you're not crazy. This is okay. And just supporting me in that, listening. I had an appointment the other week with a GP, which actually really upset me. And so I phoned my mom, as you do, on the way home and just ranted it out with her. So cultivate your own healthcare team. And I really recommend it being a real holistic bunch in there. So work with someone who's more of like a health coach or nutritionist or nutritional therapist. Maybe there's an acupuncturist. Maybe you need to go and see therapy, need to go and have some therapy too. There is maybe a chiropractor or a physio or an osteopath. You know, you'll know the things that you need intuitively. And if you don't, then just ask people, hey, do you think you could help me with this? So cultivate and create your own healthcare team, because no one else is going to do it for you. You know, your body, your health is your responsibility ultimately. And number four, in terms of what to do when you know you're not okay, is to be educated and be empowered. The amazing thing about the internet now is there's so much information out there, and I know it can feel a bit overwhelming, but I really encourage you just to get curious about certain things. You know, if you have an underactive thyroid, maybe just do a bit of research. Get really educated on that. Find out who the experts in that field. Maybe you have chronic fatigue syndrome. Who is the expert on chronic fatigue? You know, I really recommend actually people not getting lost in all these forums out there where tons of people are spouting tons of stuff. Find the experts, find the people that research. So for me, those are people like Dr. Chris Kresser. There might be things like David Asprey of the Bulletproof. He's a great researcher. Find people that make and give suggestions based on evidence. People whose job it is to research and to read through this stuff and get educated, be empowered, work with a coach, work with someone like Laura or me, work with someone who's going to help educate you. Listen to specific podcasts, and I don't mean listen to all of them, but listen to one thing. So for me, I have been listening a lot about thyroid issues because we suspect I have something called Hashimoto's, which is an autoimmune thyroid issue. So I've actually subscribe to a couple of specific podcast episodes all about Hashimoto's. which I already know about, but really just to tune into that even more. So just do simple, simple things to get educated and be empowered. And it really is those four things. So if you know you're not okay, number one, trust your instincts. Number two, start to ask why and really aim to look for the root cause. Number three, start to cultivate and create your own healthcare team from whatever range of practices you have, but always make sure you do include your GP in that team and talk to them, get tests, be your own advocate within that. And number four is get educated and be empowered around your health. There's so much information out there on that. And you know, if you have questions about this, and then feel free, like find me on Instagram or Laura on Instagram. Laura's at Laura Agar Wilson on Instagram. I'm at Supernaturally Healthy. If you have questions about this, feel free just to leave us in the comments. We're super happy to help you, point you in the right direction. If you are like, well, I want to get educated, but I have no idea where to begin, then first of all, this podcast is a great place. But just let us know. We'd love to hear from you, and we really want to help you to feel more awesome. Because ultimately, guys, this is really what it comes down to. You know, throughout this whole journey, I don't want you to think or to hear a sob story from me. Actually, I'm really grateful for my health, for my life, because I am incredibly blessed in so many crazy ways. But I knew I could feel more awesome, and I am willing every day to do what it takes to feel more awesome and to live in this divine health that I believe we're created for. So, take one action from some of the things that I've been saying, and just know that if you've been told you're normal and it's all fine, then just fight for it. Fight for your body, fight for your health, fight for your joy, fight for your health. And that doesn't need to mean you're exhausted. That doesn't need to mean you have to get stressed out about it, but just believe and trust in your body. That's one of the biggest lessons that I have really been learning in the coming months. So thank you so much for joining me for this episode. I hope this has been really helpful, and me sharing a bit of my journey and being a bit vulnerable with you guys can really inspire you to just keep on going with your health. Make sure you join us on the retreats if that feels like a good fit for you. I would really encourage you to get your tickets soon, because they probably will sell out within the next couple of weeks. And be in touch. Let us know on Instagram at Whole and Healthy Live. Comment any questions you have, or find Laura at Laura Agar Wilson, or me at Supernaturally Healthy. Leave us a review on iTunes, and we'll see you next week for another Whole and Healthy Live episode. Lots of love. Bye.